1937, 6 years after Wiley Post circumnavigated the globe, Earhart set out to become the first woman to fly around the world.
She wanted this to be her last great exploratory record-breaking flight. She had a very new aircraft, the Lockheed Electra, which had a lot of new technology on it. And the flight was followed by the entire world because she did do a flight around the equator, which was about the longest way you can go around the world.
Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, were making the 46,000-kilometer journey in hops and had only two more to go. They were flying from Lae New Guinea to Howland Island, a distance of 4,100 kilometers. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Itasca was anchored offshore to help guide them.
Her final transmissions, she says, "I am near you. I am on you, but I cannot see you. I'm following a line of position that is near Howland Island." And the signals were strong. So that is the clearest evidence that we have that she was indeed near Howland Island, but simply could not find it.
After a massive search, the plane and its crew were declared lost at sea. Almost immediately, people began to speculate about what happened.
And it continues to this day to be one of the great mysteries of the world. All the different areas where she is said to have landed have been explored. So if you're going to find anything, it's going to be about 17,000 feet down at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, not too far from Howland Island.
Until something definitive is found, Amelia Earhart's disappearance will remain a mystery for many.